We present Clement Freud, Derek Nimmer, Andre Melly, and Betty Marsden in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is the man of the minute, Nicholas Parson.
Much indeed, and hello. Welcome once again to Just a Minute, and once more we welcome back four contestants who have competed so ably against each other in this game. We hope you enjoy the fun as I ask each one in turn to speak for just a minute on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviation. Well, with those thoughts in mind, let us begin straight away with Clement Freud. Clement, would you like to speak on keeping wicket, starting now?
Keeping wicket is something which you have to do if you don't want to lose your wicket. I first came into this when I played cricket in my school and the captain said, where would you like to field? And I said, anywhere as long as it's near you. And he was first slip, so I kept wicket. I got down on my knees, held my hands in front of my knees, and the first two balls went to the boundary with nobody hitting them. I was then told that I had kept wicket very badly and went to a night school for wicket keepers.
Betty Marsden, you have challenged. Why?
Repetition.
Why?
Too many wickets.
I think there were too many wickets, yes. Betty, there are 29 seconds left. Will you take over keeping wicket, starting now?
I stood there originally, you see, holding the bales in my hand. They had just fallen to the ground, been knocked off by a maiden over. So I picked them up and I put
Clement
them back.
Freud.
Deviation.
Why?
Maiden overs don't knock off bales.
You're quite right, but there might have been some other cricketers listening and I wanted to challenge. If you have an extra point, Clement Freud, the subject is back with you. Keeping wicket, 17 seconds starting now.
Some of the most famous people who've done the subject for which we have 17 seconds left are Leslie Ames, Billy Griffiths, Jim Parks, Alan Knott, to name but a few. But the great keepers of this particular three stumps, I wish somebody challenged me. Thank you.
Derek Nimmer has obliged. Why do you challenge Derek?
To oblige, really. I think, and because he was deviating.
Well, in what way?
Because he said, I wish somebody'd tell me.
Yes, definite deviation. Derek Nimmo, there's only 1 second left in which to talk about keeping wicket. You've gained an extra point, perhaps you'll get another one now, and you start now.
George Duckworth.
No, Clement Freud challenged first. Just a minute, listen. Clement Freud, why did you challenge?
Deviation? I mean, hesitation.
Hesitation? Yes.
Tremendous hesitation.
Oh, no.
I said George Duckworth with tremendous aplomb, I thought.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for Derek Nimmo. A very good cry, Clement, but I'm afraid all that happened was Derek gets another point. Now, Andre Melly, will you carry on from this point and talk for just a minute, if you can, on favourite smells, starting now?
I think my absolute favourite smell is my knees. On a very hot summer's day, when I've been swimming in a salty sea and lying on a sandy beach and then have a hot bath, which is usually rather painful because you're a bit sunburnt, and have just dipped my knees in the hot water, the smell is exquisite. A sort of salty, sunny, knees-like, delicious odour. Next to this is perhaps coffee, which always smells much better than it tastes, and those grocer's shops which sell soap flakes as well, and tea and spices, and the men wear boaters and a kind of overalls which also helps the general pot.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Yes, I think there was a definite hesitation there. So we have 13 seconds left for favourite smells with you, Clement Freud, starting now.
My favourite smell comes from the Mediterranean and is a mixture of French cigarettes, garlic.
Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation.
No.
Between the cigarettes and the garlic.
There was no hesitation.
It was worth it.
All you've done is you've given him a point back and makes up for the one he gave you. Clement Freud, we're still with you with favourite smells with 8 seconds left to carry on now.
Sweat.
Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation.
Favourite smell. Derek Nimmo, starting now.
George Duckworth, when standing behind the wickets, used to have the most wonderful gloves.
Andre Melly challenged, but I'm sure I will.
I had a very good point there, which was, what was Derek Nimmo doing behind George Duckworth, who was behind the wicket?
Non-stop.
Devious thought for other people to work out. Well, subject for you, Derek, being in bed with flu. Starting now.
There was a little shop in the Balls Pond Road that I first met her.
Deviation.
What?
Nothing to do with the Balls Pond Road being in bed with flu.
Well, I don't know. Derek Nimmer, how are you going to justify your beginning? I'll give you a second or two to do so.
Well, there's a lady behind the counter whose name was Fruchimana Young.
That's got nothing to do with flu. Betty Marston, will you take over the subject? You didn't justify it rapidly enough. There are still 55 seconds. Betty, on being in bed with flu, starting now.
Well, it can be very unpleasant indeed, because you see, the flu in particular goes straight up from our drawing room floor, straight through.
Derek Nimmer.
I don't see how she can be in bed with something under her drawing room floor.
You don't know where my bed is kept.
No, you don't know where her flu is kept either. Betty Marston, we're still with you, being in bed with flu. 45 seconds left. Start now.
Well, being in bed with this particular thing that was from my drawing room going right up to the ceiling, it so happened that being this particular vent that put a draft down it, I eventually got a very nasty cold, you see. And so the doctor said, my husband is a doctor, so he said to me, I was calling
Kevin
the doctor.
Kevin Freud, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
He's not a doctor, he's a specialist. He's an anaesthetist.
He's a doctor.
I've met him.
Only. And he can cook.
And he can cook. Well, I can only take your word for what your husband does. I feel, Betty, you should know better than Clement Freud, so we're still with you with 37 seconds left for being in bed with flu starting now.
Well, he said, well, owing to this vent up toward the sea.
Andre Melly, why do you challenge?
Repetition. We've had the vent once.
We've had the vents and the flu up the chimney. Yes, I think, Andre, we're with you. Being in bed with flu starting now.
When you are lying down with this particular complaint, you usually have with you 3 hot water bottles, 2 cardies over your pyjamas, a lot of blankets, perhaps an electric...
Derek Nimmer, you challenge. Why?
Repetition. A lot of blankets.
I'll tell you what I'll do here, Derek. I will award you a bonus point for a very clever interpretation of the rules, but I don't think I can justifiably give you the subject. Andre, we are still with you with 12 seconds left, being in bed with flu, starting now.
One bed sock, one aspirin, one gun...
Clement Freud.
One bed sock is deviation.
All right, I'll give you a bonus point for a clever challenge. And Andre still has the subject with 8 seconds left for being in bed with flu starting now.
A glass of lemon and honey by the side of the bed. Perhaps magazines.
Derek Nimmo.
She's mentioned bed 3 times.
She has indeed. There are 3 seconds left for being in bed with flu for you, Derek Nimmo, starting now.
Achoo is a noise that you often
Andre
make when
Melly,
you're in bed.
Sorry, I couldn't resist it.
Well done. You've given Derek Nimmo another point. You have 1 second left. Derek Nimmo being in bed with flu starting now.
I take a hot water bottle with me.
This seems a good point to give you the score. With all those challenges against Derek Nimmo has put him strongly in the lead with 8 points. Betty Marston and Clement Freud both have 4. And Andre Melly, for once, is trailing with only 1 point. Betty, can you talk for just a minute on how the spring makes me feel, starting now?
Very uncomfortable. It's right in the back of my chair, and it sticks straight in the small of this particular bone, you know, that goes right the way down there. And I have been in this position now, it seems, for many years. And every time the doorbell rings, I leap up like that, and this particular nasty piece of wire, which seems to stick through the material, pushes me forward like a jack-in-the-box. I find it most unpleasant and very cruel that it is not being cared for in the proper way in which it should
Andre
be.
Andre Melly, you challenge.
A hesitation.
Yes, what a pity, because she was doing so well. Andre, will you take over the subject of how the spring makes me feel, starting now?
Wonderful. I love it. The crocuses and the daffodils coming up through the soil. That first sunshine with the blue sky and the white clouds. And the...
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
She's doing a Derek Nimmo. Repetition.
No, there are no points awarded for that. We're still with Andre Melly and 19 seconds left. Andre, starting now.
I'm sure that Derek feels the same when he looks out of the window and thinks, spring is here at last. He jumps up.
Betty Marston, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
Well, she doesn't say what she's thinking. She says that Derek Nimmo feels the same.
Well, she's talking about how the spring makes me feel.
Yes, but how does she know what Derek Nimmo feels?
Because Clement Freud said so.
No, I'm sorry, Betty. No, it's not quite justified. We're still with Andre Melly with 12 seconds left on. But watch it, Andre, how the spring makes me feel starting now.
Excited and younger than the spring last year.
Derek Nimmo.
She has said spring a number of times.
She has indeed. There are 8 seconds left for how the spring makes me feel, Derek, starting now.
At that particular time of the year, I feel like Andre Melly. Nearly always. Something has come over me from a very early age when we first met.
And as Derek Nimmo finished with talking while the hooter went again, he gains an extra point for that, which makes his lead even stronger. 10 points. But equal in second place are the other three, with 4 points apiece. Clement Freud, we're back with you again. The Entente Cordiale, Clement, starting now.
The Entente Cordiale is a sort of feeling in spring that people between Gallic and Anglo-Saxon nations profess to have for one another. This is quite a long sentence, which the French would appreciate because it sounds much better in their language. Recently, it has been very much in the news because so many Frenchmen dislike so many Englishmen that we have professed ourselves to be ever more kindly disposed towards the other nation.
Andre Melly.
A deviation. I don't know what he's talking about.
All I can say is bad luck, Andre. We're still with Clement Freud with another point. Entente Cordiale starting now.
Every Englishman, naturally, is treated by every Frenchman with a maximum amount of disdain. Ignominy is showered upon him. He is given snails and garlic to eat, especially in...
Derek Nimmo.
That's deviation. This is not about the Entente Cordiale. This is about the...
It's the hatred
of the English for the French.
There's not much cordiality about it. I quite agree. Oh. Deviation. Derek Nimmo, 28 seconds
but
left.
Entente.
Yes, but there's no cordiality. I'm sorry, it's with Derek Nimmo. Starting now.
I like to go over to France and meet my French chums when I go over there. I generally go into restaurants and say, hello, old fellow, do sit down, have a drink. And I buy him a glass of beer. And I think this is a very pleasant and cordial way of going about things, especially if I buy him lemon squash, which is even perhaps more cordial. I think that in these grave times in which we're living, that the frogs should be given a chance to show they're nearly as good as the English.
Clement Freud.
A tremendous lack of cordiality.
it's how you interpret... I'll tell you what. It's how you interpret cordiality. Yes, I will put this to the judgment of our very delightful and distinguished-looking audience here. Do you consider that challenge of Clement Freud's was valid? If so, will you cheer? And if you disagree with the challenge, will you boo? And altogether, do it now. You disagree with Clement Freud. Derek Nimmo has another point. He has 2 seconds left for the subject, and you begin now.
Red, white, and blue is a colour we both have in common.
Derek has taken a firmer lead with 13 points, but Clement Freud is now second with 5, and the girls both have 4 apiece. Andre Melly, it is your turn to begin. What to take away for the weekend? What do you do, Andre Melly, and begin now?
We have a cottage in the country, which is very primitive without electricity, so I take away lots of woolies to keep warm and things to keep dry, because it's nearly always wet, and food. But whatever it is I take is never right. My husband turns to me and says, have you bought the... Oh, my.
Betty Marsden, you buzz first. I'm sure it's for what we all think.
Hesitation.
You are quite right, Betty. What do you take away for the weekend, starting now, Betty?
I usually pack a suitcase with various pairs of underwear and top bits and wigs, because my hair always looks ghastly after half an hour in the country. So I don't look at it like that, Derek. And on I go, wearing trousers and boots.
Deviation.
Why?
Don't look like that, Derek.
You're quite right. Clement Freud. You have the subject of what to take away for the weekend with 26 seconds starting now.
I take with me my wife, whose name is June Beatrice, my eldest daughter, whose name is Nicola Mary, my second son, whose name is Ashley John Grenville, my third son, whose name is Dominic Martin.
Derek Nimmo.
Have children got awfully affected names?
I think you could have had him for repetition.
Yes.
We had rather a lot of Freuds, but you didn't do that one. So we are still with Clement Freud with What to Take Away for the Weekend with 14 seconds start now.
The remainder of my children also come with me, as does our mother's help. We pack it into the car, which is called Charlie, and drive off towards our weekend cottage, where we spend Friday evening, the whole of Saturday, most of Sunday.
Derek Nimmer, why are you
challenged? Deviation now. He's arrived at the cottage. Says not what he's taking away for the weekend, because he's already unpacked.
That is a rather devious challenge. He's got to get some. Maybe he's going away for the weekend. So we're still with Clement Freud with 2 seconds left, and you start now.
Bread, okay. Meat, fish, and salt.
Betty, the importance of art, starting now.
Well, he is a very important person in my life. His name is Arthur Jones. I met Mr. Jones at a bus stop. And when I saw him and he saw me, we'd actually bumped into each other. He was getting off the bus and I was getting on, and he knocked me down and was able to pick me up. And I was happy about that, of course. And we walked along a little way to the next bus stop, because by this time, naturally, we'd missed that particular vehicle.
Clement Freud. Why do you try?
Deviation. This is the unimportance of art. I mean...
we haven't. We don't know. I can feel there's a great importance in art coming up. Betty, I'm still with you anyway. And you have 30
you
seconds left.
Me,
31.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon, Timmond. Oh, you didn't say anything. You sounded filthy, whatever it was. Betty, 31 seconds left for the importance of art starting now.
So anyway, we got on a bus and went to Kew Gardens, and Art said to me, or Mr. Jones, as I called him at the time...
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Repetition, we've had an awful lot of art now.
No, we had Arthur and we've had Mr. Jones. You've only had two. I don't think it's repetition yet. We're still with you, Betty, and we have 22 seconds left for the importance of art, and you begin now.
Well, I said to this man, I said, but this time, you see, I...
Derek Nimmer.
Well, deviation. If he doesn't know his name, it can't be very important.
Thing, Derek, give you a bonus point for a clever challenge, but I'm still with Betty Marston with 17 seconds left, Betty, starting now.
Well, this male person obviously liked me very much, and I liked him very much.
Derek,
just plain disgusting. She's soliciting in Kew Gardens now. She's a male person of a fellow whose name she doesn't know.
Yes, and you do. And you obviously realize the importance of art in Betty Marston's life. I'm still with Betty. I'm fascinated.
The importance of men, Betty Marston.
And you'll still keep us fascinated about art. For the last 11 seconds, Betty, starting now.
Well, anyway, he was a boy child when born. And he held me by the hand as we went past the tulip beds, because it was in the spring, and I could see...
As you notice, I'm always utterly impartial in this game. And Betty Marsden, with my complete impartiality, managed to speak, in spite of the challenges. This is the great thing. In spite of the challenges, for 60 seconds on the importance of this man, Art. We'll never know what Art did, but she spoke for 60 seconds about it. Right, André Méli. We've got rather a lot of French. André Méli. Ah. We'll have a penalty this time. It's about time. They're getting rather good at the game. Let's have a penalty. You mustn't mention the word A. At all. And here's something that a lot of us have thought about recently. Doctor's prescriptions. Don't mention the word A. Have a second's thought about it and start now.
These things are very mysterious. To begin with, you can never read them. You are given a piece of paper with...
Clement Freud. A piece of paper, yes. Will you take over doctor's prescriptions with no A starting now?
These are written on pieces of paper, which chemists quite generally honor.
André Méli.
Hesitation.
Yes, doctor's prescriptions, no way, starting now.
You take them to the chemist.
Clement Freud.
Repetition.
Yes. She's gone to rather on to the chemist. Right, Clement Freud, doctor's prescription, starting now. André Méli.
Hesitation.
Doctor's prescriptions. André Méli, starting now.
When you arrive at this particular shop, the man...
Derek Nimmo.
Can I join in the game as well? hesitation.
No hesitation. Okay. André Méli has another point. Doctor's prescriptions, no A, starting now.
The gentleman behind the counter tells you to wait. It doesn't matter if there's nobody else in the place. You still have to stand about for 15 to 20 minutes. He then...
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
Why?
Because she hesitates. I don't know why she hesitates.
Do you know why I'm going to grant you a point? Because I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to give this subject because she's slowing down very cleverly. The words are coming out in even tempo, but she's getting slower and slower. And
Jerry, that is normal pace anyway, isn't it? I mean, he always talks like that.
Thank you.
Clement Freud, you have the subject. You have doctor's prescriptions. No A. 19 seconds left, starting now.
Doctor's...
Derek Nimmo.
Well, he's going to start talking his normal pace, so he'll be hesitating. Won't he?
No, it's not. Don't be so unfair. Dear Clement Freud, doctor's prescription starting now.
When there's something the matter with you and you go and see doctors, they write little pieces of paper with...
Andre Melly.
Repetition. We've had these bits of paper.
Not my bits of paper.
But we've had bits of paper. Andre Melly's back with you. Doctor's prescriptions, no A. 12 seconds starting now.
Do they manufacture these pills behind the counter while you wait for your prescription? This is something I've always wondered. I imagine they had mini cake tins.
Betty Marsden, Betty's challenge was in first.
Sorry, I was wrong. I thought she said A. And she hadn't. I do apologize.
You take it back. There's 2 seconds left.
I'll take it back. Absolutely.
Prescription starting now. Derek Nimmo, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Doctor Derek Nimmo, you have doctor's prescriptions, no A, starting now.
Half a crown for each item.
Andre Melly.
I hoped he'd hesitate.
All right. Well,
half a crown.
Well,
half a crown.
Extra point.
Half a crown. I said it first.
Betty said it first.
Betty said it first. All right. I'll give
buzzed.
It. But you buzzed. All right. I'll give a point to them all except Derek Nimmo. And the score at that point was Clement Freud now taking the lead. He has 18 points. Derek Nimmo has a 15, Andre Melly 10, Betty Marsden has 9. So it is Clement Freud in the lead, followed by Derek, followed by Andre, followed by Betty. All fairly close. Derek Nimmo, your turn to start, and let's have another penalty this time. The word the. How to perform a Cornish floral dance. Have a second thought about it, because the penalty mustn't mention the word
How to perform what? A Cornish floral dance.
You're playing for time, aren't you? A Cornish floral dance. Starting now.
When I'm in tautness in the summer months, I walk up...
Clement Freud.
The summer months.
It was so quick. How to perform a Cornish or the Cornish floral dance, starting now.
Truro and Okehampton are most beautiful parts of Cornwall in which lovely Cornish dances are nightly performed. A number of beautiful people living in localities around these aforesaid villages gather together in floral attires and by moving one leg in front of the other...
In front of the other.
Well done. How to perform a Cornish floral dance starting now.
By moving slowly round in a...
Clement Freud. Too slowly. Yes, you're quite right. Take the subject over with no the starting now.
Olé, they shout to one another.
Derek Nimmo.
Deviation, they don't.
I quite agree. I've never heard an olé in a Flourish Cornwall dance. Flourish, I'm sorry. Derek Nimmo. How to perform a Cornish floral dance, know these, starting now.
If you go into a Cornish town and you go into a village hall where they're practicing for their Cornish dance, you will hear them gather together chanting the words of the dance, which go roughly like this. Oh, you're a man, oh, you're a door, you're a rat, you're a moina, you're a
moina. Why do you challenge?
Well, that's Cornish for thee.
All fairness, give it to you, but I will give you a bonus point for a very clever challenge. Incidentally, you all four missed a the before that. I think some of our audience spotted it, but you missed it. So you've been very lucky, Derek. You've still got the subject. You have 14 seconds left, and you start now.
I emerge from a village hall with flowers round my ankles, wandering down a high street, singing the gentle song that I have been...
Betty Marsden.
Singing the gentle song.
The gentle song. All right, Betty, with 5 seconds left for the subject, we know the start now.
Yellow and orange ribbons in my hair.
Clement Freud. Why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
I was being poetical.
I know.
I was allowed that.
But
poet.
Whether the hesitation is poetical or not, it is still...
Buzz for deviation, as we know, she wears a wig anyway.
All right, Derek, but it's still Clement Freud was in first with his challenge. You have the subject back. And how many seconds? Only 2 seconds left, starting now.
Merrily round and...
Well, Clement Freud is still in the lead, and as that is all we have time for, I judge that Clement Freud is the winner of the contest. And from all of us here, goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parson. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.